Thomas, do you want to upset Curdy?
Oh, what's it? Oh, really?
What's Mummy's earrings doing on the floor? A pair of Mummy's earrings, where are they from?
The big bands.
Big bands?
Yes.
Oh, big bags. Well, look, Thomas, would you like to take some things into the kitchen? These can go upstairs because what's this? Cotton wool.
Cotton wool.
Cotton wool. Yeah. And
baby bath.
For Thomas. And that's some powder to put on Mummy's face.
Yes,
that's right. Well, I'll put those on the stairs because they can go upstairs in a minute. And what else can we buy when we're shopping? There's the tablets for Mummy.
What's that, Mum?
Could they go into the kitchen, please? Will you put them on the kitchen work surface? And what else did we buy? Look at this. What's this?
A box.
What is it?
A box, yeah.
We bought it at the shops, didn't we?
Hello, bye.
Hello, bye-bye. Is that what you said? You were very chatty to nearly everybody you saw today, weren't you?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. What which shops have we been in? We went to music lesson, didn't we? And then we went... Bang a drum time, that's right. And then we went to the chemist.
Yes.
And we bought some bubble bath for you and some cotton wool for you.
Yes.
And some face powder and tablets for Mummy.
Yes.
And then we went to... Oh, we went to the bank, didn't we?
Yes.
Do you remember sitting in the bank? Because you were watching the buses while Mummy was putting some money in the bank.
Yes.
And then we use the machine outside the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then cross the road. What happens when the green man flashes?
Yes.
You're marching, aren't you? You're walking all across the carrier bags.
Stop, 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 stop.
Stop and go, that's right. When the green man comes on, we go. And when the red man comes on, we stop, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the supermarket. Yes. And we bought this box in the supermarket, didn't we?
Yes.
What comes the box?
Blue,
yellow, and
red.
Look at this magic box. Watch, don't drop your fingers. If you lift it up like that.
Oh.
Lift it up. And push the sides down.
Push right.
Push the sides down. And look, magic box. It was flat a minute ago, wasn't it?
Bye.
Bye-bye. We bought one of those last week and it's been very good. And then, where did we go after the supermarket? We went to the delicatessen. Cheese shop, didn't we?
Cheese shop.
Cheese shop.
And the yellow boxes.
The yellow boxes, yes. They probably had cheese in those big yellow boxes. Oh!
What was this?
It's bubble wrap. Mummy's travelled on some bubble wrap, so it pops.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the butcher's, didn't we? And we bought some chicken for our tea tonight. And then what happened walking home? What were you telling everybody happened on the way home?
Two buses. This one, the dots on it.
We saw lots of buses, yes. This one had steps on it, isn't that what you've just said? This one had steps on it.
No.
We went under the bridge on School Lane and...
I told you it's the train, a big noise.
That's right, the train went overhead and there was a big noise, wasn't there?
Yes.
And then we saw the big dustbin lorry, didn't we?
A mixer, a baby mixer.
A baby mixer, yes, a small mixer. It was a mixing machine, a cement mixer, but it wasn't actually on the road, it was just mixing, wasn't it?
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, is that what Purdy's saying?
Meow.
She probably wants some dinner.
Meow.
Very gentle with the Thomas. Well, we'll feed Purdy.
Okay, baby.
Okay. We'll take a cup of tea to Brian.
Mummy!
No, don't run the train into Purdy's leg. That's not nice.
Meow, meow.
Thomas,
I see you.
I see you. Meow, I see you. Right, just leave her to eat, though, please. I think after we've given Brian a cup of tea, we ought to change your nappy. And then... have some lunch, because we're going to go to the park this afternoon, aren't we? And then is Sam coming for a meal tonight?
Yes.
So we need to cook a meal, don't we? Are you going to help, Mummy?
Oh, wait. This window.
What's this coming? That's a bag from Boots, the chemist, and it's got 3 packets of baby wipes in it. Because you use a lot of baby wipes.
Three boxes.
And we went into the bakers as well, didn't we, while we were in Disney?
Yes.
Did you buy some sausage rolls for lunch?
Yes. And then a big ducks.
Yes, darling.
A big duck. This one.
There was lots of steps leading up to the bakers, wasn't there?
Yes.
And what did you say to the lady in the shop?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes.
And did you say goodbye to her?
And then...
It is a big box, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, would you like to put those 3 packets of wipes on the stairs, please?
Yes, yes.
And then when Mummy next goes upstairs, I'll remember to take them up. Just going to give Brian this cup of tea.
Yes.
Any more, Brian? I hope it's all right.
Okay.
Brian, the tea milk on it. Yes, I just said to him if he wanted more milk, he'd have to shout. What an awful mess, Thomas. Look at all the carrier bags on the floor.
What a mess.
What a mess. Come here and talk to me. Do you know what those carrier bags are for? The lady in the fruit and vegetable shop sells a lot of plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, don't walk through, it's making too much noise.
No.
She sells a lot of plants and she likes old carrier bags so she can put them in for customers.
In boxes.
And I say I've got a lot of bags.
Yes.
So we've got to fold all these up this afternoon.
Yes.
And take them to the lady in the fruit shop.
Here you are,
is that what you're going to say to her? Here you are, lady in the fruit shop, we've brought you some plastic bags. Now, are you going to put those on the stairs for Mummy, please?
Yes.
You can manage to do that, can't you?
Yes, please.
Good boy. There's still one more packet. You're a very helpful boy, Thomas.
One does.
Yes?
I got this. Green? Red!
Green and red, yes, you're talking about the little man on the road crossing, aren't you? We can't cross if there are any cars coming.
And then a truck's
not
being
no! We have to wait, don't we, until the green man comes on and there are no cars coming.
No!
Then we can go. Did you do that at the music class this morning? Stop and go.
Yes.
And Julian let you bang the cymbal, didn't he?
Yes.
Do you remember doing that?
No. Yes.
What did he say? If you bang it in the middle, it's a very dull sound, and if you bang it at the edge, it made a nice sound, didn't it? And he let you bang it very loudly and then very softly. What sort of noise did it make, Thomas?
Yes.
Oh, you put those on the stairs. Oh, sweetheart, we're working you too hard. Oh dear, dear. I think the juice has leaked in the bag again, Thomas.
Yes.
Shall we fill this box up now?
Yes.
Where does it go?
The
box. What? Magic box. Let it up, the sides go out. And it's a big box. And then we push the sides. Oh, you want to put baby wipes in the box, do you? And then we push the sides in. And it collapses.
Collapses.
There you are, you put the wipes in that box. And this drink of juice leaked again, didn't it?
Yes, it
leaked. Yes, it didn't leak on the chairs. That was last week it leaked. It leaked at the music group last week and went all over the chairs. Yes, it went everywhere, but this week it didn't go over the chairs, it just went down Mummy's leg and onto the footpath. Oh, you're making a lot of noise throwing those packets of wipes into the box.
Lucky change.
Well, we'll do it down here, Thomas, I think.
Open in the bag,
coming. Bag of drum time coming?
Yes.
Oh, I see you found your musical instruments, have you? Are you playing the mouth organ?
Yes.
Thomas, there aren't any spare nappies in the nappy bag.
No.
I'll just have to go upstairs and get be careful with those things, Thomas. Well, do you want to put those into the box as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, what it is?
It's bubble bath. You put that into the box as well.
What?
And then let's get you changed so we can have lunch.
Lily?
Yes.
Bye.
Put the cotton wool in the boxes now, please.
Boxes.
Let's have a look at this nappy now. No, it's not what's ready. Listen, Thomas, you've got to have your nappy change and then you have something to eat. Yes, you don't let us laugh at crying, do you? Go on, lie down now. Don't start kicking, that's not nice, is it? And guess what, when we've been to the park today, we're going to have to go all the way back into the shops in Didsbury to buy some nappies. Oh dear, oh dear. I wish I'd known before we went out we needed them. That's annoying, isn't it?
No.
No, it's annoying me. It's annoying me because I thought we'd finish the shopping this morning. Thomas, now stop that, please.
No.
Tell me, you're having your nappy changed.
No.
And why are you objecting so much to that? What's so terrible about having your nappy changed? What's the matter? Look, Brian's outside. We've been wondering what you're doing. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Brian's going home for his dinner. He's just shouted through the door. What did he say? I'm going home for my dinner.
Yes.
Can you hear the gate? It's the sound of the gate closing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I'm changing you.
The big Willy.
The big Willy?
Yes.
Oh, if you say so.
The big Willy.
There we are.
Yes.
Nice and fresh and clean.
Yes.
You're going to feel better when this is finished. Oh look, Felix has just come into the garden.
Lily! No!
Oh, and Purdy's following. Oh dear dear.
Follow Alan.
Purdy's following Felix around the garden.
Yes.
So they'll probably have a bit of a scrap in a minute, won't they?
Yes.
A bit of a fight.
Right.
What will they say?
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of meowing, won't there?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yes, I'd imagine that's what it'll sound like.
Felix! Felix!
Felix!
Mixer! A baby mixer! Some mixer! Baby mixer!
Baby mixer?
A baby mixer!
That's right, it was a small orange cement mixer, wasn't it? Because the one we saw when we were walking to the music group
was a huge orange mixer on the back of a lorry, and it was going round and round. But when we walked past when we walked past the building site, there was a small yellow mixer. It wasn't on the back of the lorry, it was standing on the floor. And it was obviously mixing cement, and it was going round and round, wasn't it?
Yes.
Bob the Builder uses a mixer.
No.
Christopher told us yesterday that he likes watching Bob the Builder. Yeah. You've not watched Bob for a long time, have you?
Mixer. Mixer.
Just had an idea as well. Instead of walking all the way back into Didsbury today, we could go to the chemist on Queensway, couldn't we?
Yes.
Because we've got to pass that, haven't we?
Yes.
To go to the park.
Park!
So that will save us a lot of time. Sam's coming for a meal.
Yes.
So we haven't a lot of time when we come home this afternoon, have we? Why are we always in a rush, Thomas?
Yes.
Always rushing, aren't we?
You see a job.
Yes, we're usually rushing when we meet up with Joe, but Joe's on holiday this week.
Yes.
So we're not seeing Joe.
Becky.
And Becky, is that what you said, Becky? Oh, well, when we go out, we must take that reply to Ben's party.
Yay!
Want to go to a birthday party?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes. What do we do at birthday parties? Do we sing a song?
No.
What about blowing the candles out on the cake?
Yeah.
And then we sing, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Can you remember that one?
Yeah.
Can you sing it? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, me too. I thank you. Oh, Buddy.
Well, have you seen a photograph of Purdy?
No. Yes.
It's not Felix, it's Purdy.
Hi.
Purdy. Purdy, Purdy.
And the banana. Brian the car.
Brian the car?
Yes.
I think Brian said he'd gone home for some lunch.
A chip shop?
No, he's just gone next door, hasn't he? He lives next door.
Lennon.
So he didn't have very far to go, did he, for something to eat?
Toys!
Toys?
Yes. No, wash your hands.
No, I think we better wash your hands before you have lunch.
No.
You normally like your hands washing. At breakfast time, you were. Oh, look at that spider on the floor. Look, near the coat stand. Can you see it?
No.
Oh, look, it's moving. Oh, look at it.
The train.
A train?
No.
No, it's not a train, is it?
Beep.
Well, you need your hands wiping because you've been out all morning. You've been touching lots of different things.
A teacher!
Is the spider run under the new chair?
Yes. No washing hands.
We wash them now. We're just going to dry them now. Let's just dry them on the towel. Have you got a little sore spot on your hand?
Yes.
Look at that. What's that caused with?
Body.
Purdy?
Yes.
Did Purdy do it?
Yes.
Did she really do it, Thomas?
Yes.
Well, if Purdy did that on your hand, what were you doing to Purdy?
Yo.
I don't know whether you're telling me stories.
No.
You're not. It's the truth, is it?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, it looks like a spot to me. It doesn't really look like a scratch. It's a spot.
Look.
I don't know how you got the spot.
No. Papa. One.
Did we see Bobo wrap sheet this morning?
No.
Are you going to see it for me now?
No. I draw it.
Sausage. It's a sausage roll.
A roll.
Did we go to the paper at the baker's for the sausage roll?
Yes.
I was going to say the paper shop then. Certainly didn't go to the paper shop, did we?
Yes.
Which crisps?
Red.
What? Red.
Yes.
Red ones. But did you want some orange juice, Thomas?
No.
You like some?
Yes.
And we bought some raspberries.
Yes.
And some strawberries.
Yes.
And some bilberries.
Yes.
That's some orange juice, darling.
Yellow.
That's right, yellow juice. Orange juice. He's blowing her nose again.
Yes.
You've eaten most of that, haven't you? Do you like another one?
No, please.
More, please.
Yes, please.
Is it good?
Yes. What can you do?
Mummy made herself a cup of tea when she made one for Brian. I've forgotten to drink it.
Yes.
I'm just going to see what else we've got in the bag. Oh dear, the bag is so wet, isn't it? It's very annoying.
I'll get a cloth and wipe it out.
I think tomorrow, if we're not going anywhere, Mummy needs to wash this bag properly. We need to take it with us this afternoon, so I'll just wipe it out.
Yes.
Will you remind Mummy tomorrow?
Yes.
Say, Mummy, we need to wash the bag. You came yesterday to look at the washing machine.
Mansion.
Was it a man called Alan?
Alan was.
Alan came to mend the washing machine, didn't he?
Yeah.
And you had a little sleep after he'd gone.
Bye-bye.
Bag's very sticky. It was juice that spilled, wasn't it?
Yes.
There we are. Now, what do we need to put back in the bag? That's the bag with your creams and powder. Well, we have to change your nappy. Are you too busy eating to talk now?
No, I'm eating. No, it's Alan.
It's Alice. It's the doggy called Alice, isn't it? Is she barking? Why is she barking, do you think?
Then.
Woof, 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 woof.
Yes.
There's a nappy to take with us this afternoon.
Yes.
And there's another one upstairs if we need to change it before we go out.
And then, more, please.
More, please.
More, please.
There we are. Whoops, I fell over the bin then, Thomas.
Yes.
There's your waterproof coat, which I hope we don't need.
Nana and Granddad.
Nana and Granddad, did you wear it when you were out with them the other day?
Yes.
I thought you must have done because it folds up into this little yellow bag. But it wasn't in the bag, was it?
No.
It is now. It folds up into its own little pocket, doesn't it? And two hats. And Thomas's coat. And Thomas's hairbrush. And what have we got in here?
Socks.
Socks and a vest. That's in case anything happens when we're out. You can change your socks and vest. And look, that bag's got sun lotion and sunglasses in it. So I don't think you'll need those today. It's quite a nice day, but not very sunny, is it?
No.
And this bag has things that I definitely hope you don't need today. It's got cream for if you get bitten or stung. cream for poorly teeth and cream for headaches. But not cream, medicine for headaches. So we don't want to have to use that today, do we? That was the story with the bag opening, wasn't it? I'm going to put them in a clean plastic bag because the other one is covered in juice. So I'll move all this now. When the bag's dry, we can pop.
I'm going!
Is Brian coming back? All right. Oh yes, he must, because I can hear the gate.
Run! Come in.
Brian's coming again.
Watching.
Now, did you say watch him?
Yes.
Watch him? Am I not to watch him?
No, this is. Bruce is coming.
Blue crisps coming. Can you see some blue crisps in that bag?
No, this is the baddie.
What is it?
Purdy.
I thought you said a tabby, because she is a tabby cat, isn't she?
A tabby cat.
Actually, when we were walking home near the post box, we saw a tabby cat, and I thought you said it was a tabby cat, but I couldn't really hear for the traffic. But it sounds like you did say a tabby cat.
Yes.
Yes.
Leave. It's man of the car.
Man of the car?
No.
Did the man of the car stop?
Yes.
What man, Thomas?
Julian.
Julian? The music teacher? What would you like? I can't tell what you would like. The clothes peg?
Yes.
The clothes peg? You want the white clothes peg?
Yes.
Oh.
Some bread.
Shortbread? I haven't got any shortbread. What did you say? Some bread? What would you like? Some bread? I don't know what it is you want, my darling, I'm sorry. The tray. You can't have this, it's a sharp knife. What, darling? This? This? Oh, you can't have that. That's the glass jar. And if the glass jar falls and breaks, it'll smash. It'll make a big bang. Are we going to start throwing things on the floor? What would you like to eat now? Have you finished the sausage? Alright, if you have, there's no need to put this on the floor, is it? Thomas, that's naughty. Oh, you've been such a good boy while we've been out. Would you like some fruit? Would you like a banana? Or some more apple? What about a strawberry? I think we'll have a little break while you think about it.
Great one. A great one.
A what, darling? A break? Yeah, we need a break.
Again.
What are you doing?
Well, oh.
Are you playing with your truck?
I'm chasing that. You know?
Yes. Oh, I see. You're posting the bricks through the handle of the truck.
A big bang. A big bang.
There's a big bang when they land on the floor, isn't there?
No big bang.
No big bang, no, because that one's too big to go through the hole, isn't it?
No.
Some of these look small enough, won't they? Look. Oh. You're posting them through the slot.
Yes.
That's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a little balloon. It was a big balloon. It shows lava.
Yeah, the yellow one.
A yellow one?
That one.
But it's a bit dirty now, isn't it? It's shrunk. It looks a bit grubby.
Oh, nice.
And that's a red one with Poe on it. Poe and Poe Scooter.
No, not Scooter.
But they're both very small now, aren't they?
Small now.
You've got some big balloons, though.
Big balloons.
Look, you've got three big balloons that I can see. Two purple ones and a pink one.
Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Oh.
You throwing it in the air?
Two
balloons up in the air.
No reach.
No reach. Oh, you threw it high in the air?
Yes. Up in the air.
Up in the air.
Up in the air.
Towards the moon. It again on its way down.
Way down! Oh, right! It's no reach!
No reach? Does it keep flying away?
No. Oh, shit!
Behind you?
Back of your head.
Did it land on your head?
Oh, shining. Shining.
Shining. Have you found a jigsaw with a picture of the sun on it?
A bow.
The door to the house is closed and there's a pussycat, isn't there? Would you like to have a look at it with me?
Yes, please.
You bring it here and we'll have a look together. Well, you want to look at that book. This book's all about pussycats.
A bow.
Yes, can you see those two pussycats riding in a car? Let's have a look.
Oh, can you see?
It's a ginger pussycat.
It's
cuddly kittens. How many cuddly kittens can you see?
Oh, the Purdy.
That's like Purdy, isn't it? That's a tummy cat.
Purdy. Can you eat?
And that cat's a bit like Felix, isn't it? Black and white. And that's like Ginger. But this one, look how fluffy that cat is. What's a fluffy tail? That's like
Purdy. Oh, the baggy.
That's like Purdy as well.
Yes.
And that's the basket that they sleep in.
Yes, the baggy.
Basket. Oh, look at that one sleeping. It says, I'm sleepy too. Time for a cat nap.
A baggy.
That one's holding up his paw and saying, how do you do?
Baggy.
That's like Purdy. Yes, there's a lot of tabby cats in this book.
Whoa! There it is.
And can you see the bowl?
No.
Can you see a bowl of food?
Yes.
Where's the bowl?
Yeah.
And what's it got on it?
Yeah.
What are they called? Fish.
No.
No? It says it's got a picture of a fish bowl. Oh, look at all these places. It says it's time for the cats to go home. They're in all sorts of things, aren't they? Look, there's a basket there like Purdy's.
Purdy's. Purdy's.
And that one's coming through a cat flap, look.
It's a baggy.
And this one's peeping through a box.
Box.
Oh, look at that one. They're all wearing fancy collars, aren't they?
No. Oh dear, the baggy.
Is that one sleeping?
No way.
Can you see the mouse? Look, there's a little mouse. There was a little mouse. And he lived just here. And if anybody touched him, what did he do? He went tickle, tickle, tickle.
Little white, wet pillow.
Will you do the jigsaw now?
Yes, a minute. And a tree. Trees.
You found the trees? Excuse me, Thomas. Shall we have a look at it?
Yes.
There are two jigsaws, aren't there?
Yes.
This one, look. Three jigsaws. This one shows a little girl and the pussycat and somebody on a swing in the garden, the sun shining. And then when you put the jigsaw together, I think it's the inside of the house, isn't it?
Yes.
Does this bit go up here?
Up here. And then up.
Oh.
And then.
I thought we were doing it together.
And then up.
Oh, you like pulling it apart, don't you?
A lady, a bow, and a bell.
Somebody's on the swing, yes. Can you see the clouds in the sky?
Yeah. Yellow.
Yellow, there's the sun shining.
Shut the door.
Shall we put it back together and then we can have a look at it?
Mum, I see you in the morning.
Mum, I see you in the morning. Are you going somewhere nice?
A shopping.
Are you going shopping, are you?
Oh, no.
What are you going to buy when you go shopping?
Two monies.
Two monies?
Yes, please.
You need some money to go shopping. You better take Mummy's purse, haven't you?
Mummy's purse.
Are you expecting Mummy to pay for the shopping?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Oh, poor Mummy.
Poor Mummy. What?
You give me a kiss, that's nice. Look, Thomas, we've done this part of the jigsaw and it's the inside of the house. Look, what can we see? There's the kitchen. There's the stairs. Can you see the telephone? And the lounge. And two bedrooms and a bathroom. Now, what's in this bedroom? Teddy bear.
The bubble.
A football, that's right. And then if we do the other part of the jigsaw, we've got the outside of the house, haven't we?
No, I like the bubble.
Shall we do this part of it? And we can see the outside of the house.
That's house. The grey.
Oh, there's your little jelly shoes.
The red ones. Blue ones.
You want to put those shoes on?
Yes.
And if you put them on, we might be able to go outside, mightn't we?
Two shinings.
Two suns, yes. They're two different jigsaws. But they both show...
No!
A picture of the sun, don't they?
Then. Up, back, see, and then up, back.
What are you throwing all the pieces about? Thomas, be gentle. Please.
There it is.
Well, that's the piece we're looking for. That'll go in there. You put that piece in there, please. You put that piece of the jigsaw in that gap there. It needs to turn round, doesn't it? That's it. In there. Oh, what a clever boy! No, you want to put some more pieces in. Where do you think that piece goes?
No.
You don't think it goes there?
No. Dummy.
Oh, you're putting it down my t-shirt, are you? You're putting all the pieces of jigsaw down on his t-shirt. Cheeky. Oh, they bumped our heads. Oh, dear. No, don't deliberately bump our heads. You mustn't deliberately bang our heads because it'll hurt.
No.
Oh, no. That's like that song at music time this morning about the monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more.
No more, that's right, that's what the doctor said. Bang ahead. Five cheeky monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped its head. I can't remember the rest, but it's something like, the doctor came and what did he say? No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
A Bernadette?
Because they bang their heads. And you thought it was hysterical when you were dancing that with Julian, didn't you?
Julian,
at the music group.
Julian?
No, don't bang your head on mine. Mummy doesn't want a headache for the rest of the day, thank you. Do you know I'm not looking down my t-shirt?
You post letters through letterboxes, you've been posting building bricks through your truck, and now you're posting bits of jigsaw down Mummy's front.
Two
pieces of jigsaw.
Six.
Mm. 1, 2, 6.
I think it's 1, 2, 3.
More? You're posting more? Oh, Thomas.
Then.
How would you like it if I posted things down your t-shirt like this?
Ah!
Two! I've only posted one. Another piece.
Thomas.
Is Thomas putting pieces of jigsaw down on his t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. Is Sam coming tonight for meal?
Yes. The bridge.
Oh, are you thinking perhaps that when we go to Sam's house, we've got to go under the bridge, haven't we?
Under the bridge.
So to get to our house, Sam will have to go under the bridge as well, won't she?
Two.
Yeah, there's a lot more than two pieces gone down my t-shirt, and I shall put another one down yours. Thomas.
All done.
Oh, no, two more pieces. Now, Mummy still isn't. Do you think all these are going to fall out?
Yes.
Yes. Don't put your hands down to get them back. Oh, no. When you post letters in the letterbox, you can't put your hand back in and get them back, can you?
No.
Yellow boxes. No, you posted them down on his t-shirt. That's why they've got to stay. You're a silly Billy.
Here it is.
Do you mind? Are you putting it down your own? Are you putting it down your t-shirt?
Lemon.
Yes.
Lemon.
Could I have a kiss, please? Oh, that's a lovely kiss. Oh, be careful going to fall over. Did you just bite my neck? Cheeky. You are a cheeky boy. Maybe what's the bite on this now?
No, it's being cheeky.
Oh, you've fallen over now, haven't you? Oh, Thomas, don't. Because Mummy's got jigsaw all down her t-shirt, and when she landed on the floor, it's very uncomfortable.
Thomas, what is Thomas doing?
That's just what I was thinking. Do you know what I can see lying down here? I can see the edge of the chair, and it looks as if there's milk splashed on it. That's the chair we used to sit in when you were a baby to feed you.
Lemon, I said that.
Oh dear, are you going to help Mummy up now? No, don't scratch, don't. You're too rough sometimes. Yes, Lynn saw.
You're in the pot.
Oh, I didn't fall in the park. That's your trick, falling in the park and getting a sore knee, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you sleepy, Thomas? I think you're cheeky.
Yes.
Are you a cheeky boy?
No.
Oh, I think you are. I think you are very, very cheeky. Are you going to sleep?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be worn out, you poor thing.
Lincoln,
sit down.
Yeah.
Lincoln's trying to stand up so I can put this jigsaw away. Do you like lying on the floor with Mummy?
Yes.
I'm sure we could be doing something other than lying down. Can you see that cloud in the sky when you look out of the window?
Yeah.
In the blue sky there's a white cloud floating by. Can you see?
Shining,
yes, the sun's shining.
Showing.
The sun's been shining quite a few days now. Mum's going to stand it now. All those bits of jigsaw are going to fall on the floor. 1, 2, 3. Woo! There we go.
Deal, I'm coming.
I think we'd better pack them away now, don't you?
And then the floor, then in plastic, then the plastic.
Then what?
Then the plastic.
Then what, darling?
Then in the plastic.
You said then in a post-it?
Yes.
I think that's the nearest I can get, then in a post-it.
No.
Oh, not again, you're not pushing them back down the t-shirt, are you?
Yes, again.
Again, again, again.
Again, again.
Again, again.
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear. All those bits of jigsaw back down Mummy's front.
Two.
How many folds are you putting down? Lots and lots and lots of bits of jigsaw. You are cheeky. Oh, are you pushing them back on the floor now?
No, my drop more.
Did you say a drop more?
Yes.
A drop more? A drop more jigsaw down my t-shirt? Oh, I always thought you were cheeky, and now I know you are. You're a cheeky boy.
Cheeky.
Cheeky boy, a cheeky, cheeky, cheeky boy. Look here.
Yes.
Yes, a big cheeky boy. A big cheeky boy.
Lemon?
Yes.